We'll be back with Tom Elliott on 3SH shortly, but right now we're speaking with the CEO of the Balranald Shire, Terry Dodds. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, Sam.
Now, Terry, we're going to start off today with a mini tornado that has made its way through Balranald. Can you tell us about what happened there?
Yeah, Sam, a couple of nights ago we saw the lightning heading north, coming straight for Balranald. We weren't really expecting the wind and hail that came with it, but the wind was quite strong enough to blow the roof off the emergency ward of the hospital here at Balranald. There's a lot of damage done to the hospital, and a great many trees were blown over, and there's a lot of broken limbs and trees with limbs sort of half broken off. And that's what I wanted to mention to the public, particularly with young kids. Grenham Park, council's going there today to start work there, but that copped it a fair bit as well. But for goodness sake, be aware that trees that were safe before the mini tornado might have branches about to fall out of them. The ones that aren't already all over the place in Balranald, it looked like a war zone with the amount of leaf litter and branches that were down. So be careful around trees with broken limbs. Be careful even walking around town, because what was safe to walk on footpaths has got branches and leaf litter all over them. We're doing our best. It'll take another week and a half to finish doing the trees in town, and then we've got to go across the river as well. So there's a bit of clean-up work to do, Sam.
By the sounds of it, yes, there is. Now, also, we've got this hot weather going through at the moment. Is there any warnings that you want to give out for the fire danger to the locals?
Yeah, I want people to be very cognizant of the fact that parking their car with their catalytic converters in long dry grass, slashing, mowing, particularly if there's a breeze, to be very careful with that, because there's a lot of wheat fields that have been harvested already, but there's a lot of dry material around the place, and with some of the winds we've been getting, it wouldn't take very much at all for a fire to get out of control. Last week, there was a fire on the other side of the river, east of Mildura, that actually crossed the river and was put out on the New South Wales side. But, you know, that started from someone slashing. So be careful and be cognizant of the fact that a little bit of a breeze and one spark and it could be off.
And speaking of the warm weather, we've also got a warning about the snakes coming back out again.
Yeah, there has been a few spotted. And look, this is the same in all of rural Australia this time of year. They should be expected. But be careful. Be cognizant of the fact that all of Balranald, Euston, and a lot of our little settlements, they're all next to bushland, they're all next to water, and the snakes were here first.
Well, that is a good reminder for all of us. Thank you for that, Terry. And thank you for your time this morning. That was Terry Dodds, the CEO of the Balranald Shire Council.